If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
Turn to the book of Revelation. And don't breathe and every time somebody says to turn to that book, we always act like we're having an epiphany.
Ooh, he's going to Revelation.
It's just the writing. It does have several distinctions. It's one of the only letters that states you're blessed if you read it. It's the only one that says there's a blessing for reading it. It does carry an extra caveat. It says, if you take anything out of this book, but that's inclusive. That's from Genesis to Revelation. And so God is saying, this week, Spirit of God and I were having another tete-a-tete about church and my growing reluctance to maintain the same position. While I am a creature of homeostasis, I do like things to be the same. I do like the same types of foods. I like the same things. I'm not that big of an experimental person with certain things, but when it comes to the things of God, you must be flexible. When it comes to positions in God, you must be willing to give them up in order for you to go to the next level. But the Word of God, this week the Lord and I were talking about the Word, and he said to me, he said, just ask my people, why don't we just throw the Bible away? And this is what I saw in my mind's eye. And this wasn't a spiritual application. This is just because I am a very demonstrative person. I am a hands-on person. I have more, your brain is separated into three distinct areas, visionary, audio, and kinesthetic. Kinesthetic means you like to work with your hands. Audio is you hear better than you. I'm kinesthetic audio, which means because I'm an introvert, I don't like looking at people. And so God made me more audio attentive. So you like Denise will come in and have a meeting with me, and I continue to work on my computer and pay her no attention physically. But then when she's finished, I can answer everything she brought me because I'm audio attentive. You visual people, once you lock in on something visually, you don't see anything else. You don't hear anything else. And that makes you good because then you visualize stuff. Like, I can say it and you'll visualize it. See, but the kinesthetic people, that part of the brain, it just is hands-on. It always works. Now, you're going to have maybe two working together in your brain. That's why, parents, you ought to know your children and stop trying to send them to a college for education when they ought to be going to trade school because they're kinesthetic. And that's why you'll find that these kinesthetic students will spend 6 years in liberal arts because they can't find themselves because the school isn't offering them what they're strong in. Are you hearing me? So when the there are some thyselves that are important. Know yourself is critical. That's a Shakespearean concept. Know thyself. You've got to know yourself, because if you don't know yourself, then you won't know what God is working with. Are you following me? You push yourself into areas where you cannot thrive because it's out of your gifting. All right, I'm talking to the wrong people. Okay, let's go on now. So he said to me, he said, just tell the people, just throw the Bible away. And I said, why? He said, because they're doing what they want to do anyway. They're not following the Word of God. I thought, boy, that's pretty arrogant for me to get up and say that. No, I'm not suggesting that you do it. It's an observation from years of ministerial experience. God said, love your neighbors. We don't. God said, bless them that curse you. We don't. God said, come to church regularly. We don't. God said, give a tenth of what we have to start. We don't. We do whatever we want as humans and then justify it through secular means. So why don't we just throw the Bible away? Let's create something altogether new. Let's just throw it away. Let's not play. Let's just throw it away. I mean, how many of you find the Bible difficult to follow? Is it really hard? But the Bible is not really difficult. It's real simple, because here's what God does. He empowers you to do what he says. On the surface, it looks difficult. And when you analyze it, it's almost impossible. But he doesn't call us to analyze, and he doesn't call us to evaluate. He calls us to do it. This is what makes us so susceptible to false teachers, because we're too busy looking for what's not there, trying to find reasons to disobey, or what I like to call loopholes. As a child, we had domestic duties to perform. Being the youngest, my duties were not as ominous as my sisters and brothers. So I had to scrub woodwork every Saturday. I cannot understand how they get dirty from Saturday to Saturday. And this is not like modern people with Swiffers. You got on your hands and knees with old diapers, and there was bleach in the water. There were no latex gloves and no rubber gloves. You just got white hands that just, you know, they were horrible. And every Saturday, you scrubbed the woodwork. You scrubbed the paint right off the woodwork. Every Saturday, you scrubbed. And you waxed the wooden floors until you could see yourself, but you wasn't allowed to walk on them. You cleaned the furniture, but you wasn't allowed to sit on them. Right? There's always a sacred, sanctified room that nobody can go in. It looks good, but you know, good housekeeping wasn't coming in the hood. And so they would give you these duties to perform. And I was always looking for a loophole. Boy, you scrub the woodwork. Okay. All right. Just walk in and scrub one. I did what you said. You were not specific. You said scrub them. I scrubbed it. But you didn't say how much I should scrub it or how long I should scrub it. I went across it. And that's what we do to God. We give him the basic. So let's just throw the Bible away and start a whole new book called, instead of the Holy Bible, let's call it the I Do What I Want to Do book. And let's have the subheading of, and you better accept what I give you because I really don't have to do it. I don't have to give you praise. Now, it doesn't matter that you woke me up this morning and enabled me to move, but I just don't feel like praising you. I don't feel like giving you thanks. I'm angry that my life is not going the way I want it to go, so I don't have to thank you that I'm awake. So let's just do that. Let's throw it away and create the I want to do what I want to do book. It's scary, doesn't it? My mother said to me, if you ever get arrested, you're staying in jail. I'm not going to bail you out. I believed that. I actually believed her. So every time the police car would come, I'd run. I was no angel, but I would run because I believed what she said. I feared her more than I did the cops. My dad never said anything about it, but you knew he was going along with her. And I never let it happen. Do you really fear God? You're going to have to pay your taxes. And you fear the IRS. Because they're the only government agency that operates under the premise that you are guilty and you have to prove your innocence. They're the only agency that determines that you are guilty before you prove your innocence. They will tell you, you owe these taxes. Now you got to come in and prove that you don't. Now, most of us just capitulate and say, yep, they said it. It's right. We'd just rather pay it because we don't want them to dig too far into our deductions and find out that we really don't have four kids, even though they call us mother and father in church. So we go on ahead and we pay it because we don't want them to unearth what we've been hiding. We fear them. That little letter that comes from the United States Department of Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, gets our knees knocking. What could they possibly want? But we don't fear the judgment. We don't fear the judgment seat of Christ. We don't fear standing before him and having him say, you chose personal success over me. We don't fear that. Why? A few weeks ago, as we were teaching about the warfare, and the Lord's instructions to me were very clear. Prepare my people for war. That tells me two things. We're not ready, and secondly, war is inevitable. Now, the way to deal with it is to not underestimate your enemy. Sun Tzu says, all warfare is through deception. It begins with deception. And the Bible calls the devil a deceiver. Jesus goes a step further and says he's the father, Padera, of all lies, which means not only does he hatch it, but he sits on it until you believe it. He's the father of lies. The Bible said sin originated with him, not out of Adam. Because he creates the first sin by lying. Paul on two occasions says that we are not to be ignorant of his devices, nor are we to avoid understanding his methods. It suggests that we should study the tactics of our enemy. Information such as, how does he get through to us? What are his tools of use? What are the doorways that he uses to get through to us? Why am I weak in certain areas but strong in others? And why does the enemy seek to embellish those weaknesses, build them up, make them bigger than what they are? Why is the scripture so dedicated to thought process more than spirituality as we know it? Why do we think that our salvation hinges upon our physical response to the word of God rather than our mental assent?
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3318A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.